OSU President Burns Hargis is on the line for another edition of Campus Connection for Thursday, February 7th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
Doing well, sir. Let's begin with one of the university's big annual recognition events.
Yeah, it really is, Kelly. Tomorrow night, we will honor inductees into the OSU Hall of Fame. It's the highest honor bestowed by Oklahoma State University, and it recognizes lifetime achievements in society and professional life. This year's honorees are Joe Easton, a 1992 business administration graduate. He with a partner, started ISN, which is a global software and service company headquartered in Dallas. Also, Jennifer Grigsby, a 1991 accounting graduate from Edmond. She's been successful in all aspects of the oil and gas business and is currently doing the same at Ascent Resources. A.J. Jakes and his wife Susan are both 1975 graduates. A.J. has been a successful oil and gas producer and driller, and Susan is a longtime educator. They reside right here in Stillwater. And Neil McCaleb, a 1957 civil engineering graduate from Edmond. Neil has had a distinguished career in the Oklahoma legislature as head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington, D.C., with the Chickasaw Nation, and in many other respects, and especially with OSU. The event tomorrow night will be hosted by the OSU Alumni Association, and it is sold out. It's a wonderful night of celebration as we recognize these top OSU graduates.
Burns, the Friday Tech Forum is tomorrow at OSU OKC, and a big player is going to be on hand.
Big indeed. It's Amazon. Amazon will be visiting the OSU Oklahoma City campus to discuss cloud computing, which is something they know a little bit about. Friday Tech Forum supports OSU Oklahoma City's ongoing effort to connect the community with its many corporate partners. The event provides local businesses with the latest knowledge and resources. In this case, with one of the most successful companies in the world. IT professionals from any industry or company are invited to attend the free event with Amazon Web Services.
And finally, Burns, you have news on a big follow-up announcement regarding OSU's health initiative with the Cherokee Nation.
That's right. The OSU Center for Health Sciences announced the establishment of multiple scholarship funds totaling $475,000. This funding comes from the Cherokee Nation, the Chickasaw Nation, the Choctaw Nation, and 13 private donors. The scholarships support the nation's first tribally affiliated medical school, the OSU Center for Osteopathic Medicine, at the Cherokee Nation there in Tahlequah. The medical school is a historic partnership between OSU's Center for Health Sciences and the Cherokee Nation. It's set to open in 2020. Scholarship funds will be earmarked for Native American medical students.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.